One person has died and one is missing after flooding yesterday in Poudre Canyon in Larimer County. The sheriff said that five homes have been damaged. Officers went door to door for several hours to notify people after a mandatory evacuation order was in place in the area of Highway 14 from Rustic to Ted's Place at Highway 287. The sheriff's office is concerned about today's weather and asks residents to remain alert to the weather conditions in the event additional evacuations may be necessary. Colorado State health officials released back-to-school guidelines yesterday for COVID-19. In a release, the Department of Public Health and Environment says it is not imposing requirements. Instead, the state is recommending masking for all unvaccinated individuals age 2 and older when indoors. The department suggested that local public health agencies and school districts consider mask requirements for unvaccinated individuals, particularly in higher-risk environments. CDPHE said that the best practices for schools include, among other things, ventilation, maximization of outdoor activities, screening for symptoms, cleaning and disinfecting, and hand washing. Colorado's guidelines are closely aligned with those of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the release, Health Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan said that residents must continue to remain vigilant because many students have yet to be vaccinated and those under 12 are still not eligible for vaccines. She also said that unvaccinated Coloradans remain vulnerable to new variants, especially the Delta variant, which appears to be more likely to make young people ill than previous variants. Yesterday, the Boulder City Council approved the development of an apartment complex near the Celestial Seasonings Factory in Gun Barrel. The Daily Camera reports that 230 units, a library, cafe, and other facilities will be built on the nearly 10-acre site. The council voted against having a public hearing for the development, despite the fact that many members of the public who commented during the meeting opposed the project. In other news about Boulder, the city will continue to search for a suitable replacement for its attorney. Two finalists had been named. However, the Daily Camera reports that feedback from staff indicated an interest in finding a candidate with more direct experience. The council will discuss a revised job listing on July 27th, and the search is expected to continue possibly into the early fall. Yesterday was another deadline for the Front Range area to come into attainment with the EPA air quality limits, but as the Colorado Sun reports, state health officials and others expect the agency to downgrade the Front Range zone from current serious level to the severe category. The result of such action would mean local governments must revisit regulations to lower pollution by limiting car driving or demanding cleaner fuels. It could also mean tougher regulations on the venting of chemicals by the oil and gas industry. However, environmental groups are criticizing state health officials not only for missing the deadline yesterday, but also for weakening proposed rules to reduce air pollution caused by commuters. The Colorado Air Quality Commission will consider new rules in August, but the staff of the Department of Health and Public Environment has moved away from mandatory commuting cuts next year to more aspirational goals. Conservationists had wanted tougher enforcement provisions and said earlier proposals were a good start toward finally attacking the transportation-related sources of air pollution and greenhouse gases. However, CDPHE then issued a statement this week saying it had run into opposition from business, employers, and their associations, and would shift to aspirational goals for reducing miles driven and employer-run surveys of commuting habits. The Colorado Chamber of Commerce praised the more lenient direction. Danny Katz, the executive director of the consumer advocacy group COPERG, said in a release that as the state is stuck in a series of dirty air days, now is the time not to gut the commuting rule, but to put out the fire and have clean air that every Coloradan deserves. Colorado's branch of the nation's largest group of unions will not make donations to legislative campaign committees of the Democratic Party at least until May next year. According to the Colorado Sun, the decision by the AFL-CIO in the state is made in protest over what it sees as the Democrats excluding labor interests from state policy decisions. In a letter obtained by the Sun, Dennis Doherty, the Colorado AFL-CIO's executive director, said that they have been excluded from caucus discussions about policy in favor of bringing business and opposition groups to this table. He wrote that they have been disregarded as allies and relegated to afterthoughts. The letter did not mention specific complaints. In a statement, Colorado House Speaker Alec Garnett said that he was surprised to hear about this letter for the first time through the press, and the Democratic Party values the strong partnership it has with their brothers and sisters in the Colorado labor movement. Interstate 70 is closed in both directions again this morning due to the potential of flash flooding. Travelers should check their driving plans with CDOT.